As you may well know, John's Gospel is in many ways quite different to the other three. It doesn't tend to be going in terms of time, you know, from beginning to end of Jesus' ministry. It tends to arrange things to make theological points. And so in John's Gospel, actually, the word miracle is almost never used of the things that Jesus does. Rather, John talks about the things Jesus is doing as being a sign that points towards who he is. As has been widely commented on by theologians, biblical scholars over the years, there are seven signs in John's Gospel, which are, broadly speaking, matched by seven sayings of Jesus that tell us who Jesus is. And the saying that matches the miracle of feeding of the 5,000, what do you think it is? The I am sayings. I am the bread of life. That's right. Yeah, I am the bread of life, as Jesus says a little bit later in John chapter 6, actually. And he says, whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. So these signs in John point to whom Jesus is. He's not just a good man, but in saying I am, he is making a deliberate claim. And John is making a deliberate claim for him that Jesus is God himself. Because what did God give as his name when he met with Moses way, way back in Exodus chapter 3? He said, my name is I Am. Or Yahweh, as it will often be called today and was back then. So, anyway, that's a little bit of background. So our reading today really tells us about Jesus, one of Jesus' best known miracles or signs, the feeding of the 5,000. And we know, don't we, that huge crowds gathered where Jesus went. And on this occasion, a huge crowd had followed Jesus because they'd seen him healing people. And as evening came, everyone was hungry. There was no supermarket nearby, no bakers. There was no easy way to feed such a large crowd. And as we've heard, one small boy had five, what are described in some versions of the Bible as barley loaves and two fish. It didn't seem like much, did it? But Andrew even asked, what are they among so many people? But as we heard, Jesus took that little offering and gave thanks to God and shared it. And amazingly, everyone had enough to eat, and there were 12 baskets of leftovers. So there are three simple truths that I just want to mention briefly from this story. Firstly, that Jesus sees our needs. As he saw the needs of that crowd, he saw that they were hungry. He was testing the disciples to see. I mean, he knew what he was going to do, I think, don't you? He knew what was going to happen, but he tested them to say, provide food for these people. And they rightly said, well, it would take half a year's wages, the typical person's wages, to feed all of these people. But Jesus saw their needs, just as he sees our needs. He cared about them. He cares about us too. He knows our worries. He knows our loneliness, our aches and our pains, and he never stops caring. The second thing to say is God can use even the smallest gift. The boy's lunch seemed pretty insignificant. It probably seemed all right to him. I just wonder what he felt when he saw that he was losing it. That's the last I'll ever see of my lunch that his mum had perhaps given to him before he joined up in following the crowd. So it seemed insignificant to Jesus' disciples, but in Jesus' hands it became a blessing for thousands. Now, sometimes for us, we may feel that we don't have a lot to offer. Perhaps, you know, what we have is very small. Perhaps we don't feel that we have the right gifts even, you know, the abilities to offer in a church setting. Perhaps we feel that we just don't know what it is we could do that would make a difference in the world. But even the smallest thing that you might have, God can use. And he just invites us, I think, to offer that to him. Who knows what he can do? In a moment, you can think about things, small things that perhaps have been planted, taken as seeds to plant something new. The third thing that I want to say is that when Jesus gives, he gives more than enough. Do you notice that? I think it's amazing, isn't it, really? We start off with 5 loaves and 2 fish. And there wasn't enough in those 5 loaves and 2 fish on their own, was there, to feed all those people. I mean, maybe it would have fed half a dozen and they'd still have been hungry at the end of it if they'd eaten it. But, of course, in Jesus' hands it becomes a blessing. But more than that, there were blessings left over, weren't there? When they went and collected up 12 basketfuls of, basically more than they started out with, more than was started out with, even after feeding all those people. And I just want to remind you that God's love is like that, that his grace and his forgiveness and his peace never run out. And whatever stage we're at in life, God's care is abundant. So thinking about this miracle today, perhaps we can remember that the same Jesus who fed the crowd is with us still. And he invites us to trust him with whatever we have, however small, however insignificant it may seem, knowing that he is able to do far more than we imagine.